Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CBS FM. I told you, Patty.
Mm-hmm.
I was right. She was in there having, she was having breakfast, and she had her phone.
We heard eggs cracking or something.
Andrew, what did you hear?
No, nothing bad. We just we heard dishes moving around or something.
She's lying to you, Debbie. We heard everything.
What did you hear?
Oh, Debbie Harry's on the line. She's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and she's always fun.
She's
sold
wonderful.
About 50 million records. Monday night, you're doing a big gig, right?
Yeah, we're doing a I don't know what you would call it, some kind of an event at the town hall with some videotapes and talking about our, you know, wonderful lives and, you know, taking a few questions here and there.
Uh-huh.
Have you had a wonderful life indeed, Deborah?
Well, yes, I think I do, after all. You know, I mean, I still have the same usual problems that everybody else has. But, yeah, you know, I wake up and I think, my God, I'm doing music. What could be better?
Yeah, you've had this long, long career. It's just wonderful.
Isn't that what they say? If you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you a question. Over the years, you've been very, very successful over the years, but you kind of shy away from doing things, you know, non-musical in public. You don't do that many interviews. I don't think I've ever seen you do a sit down on TV. Maybe you have.
Oh yeah, I've done a ton of stuff. I always think that people must be sick of me answering the same questions.
Oh, never sick of you. Are you kidding?
That's why you do the book. Somebody asks you, say, read the damn book. Leave me alone.
That's right.
I've always been fascinated with this story that you had told years ago about possibly being in a car with that serial killer, Ted Bundy. Do you still feel like that was who that person was that picked you up in New York?
I'm pretty convinced. That they have tried to debunk me, but I debunked them right back.
Yeah, because it sounded, I mean, your whole description sounded exactly like the way he operated. The car sounded the same as the car he drove. Just a hair-raising when you think about escaping something like that.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what happened to me. My hair stood up.
Ugh,
and
wow.
I've never been the same since.
Yeah, I can imagine. Ugh,
yeah.
Man. How did you get out?
You know, like an animal. You know, and animals, like their hackles will raise up when they're afraid or when they're, when they're on the alert. That's what happened to me.
And you just leapt out of the car at a light or something?
He was moving. I hopped out while it was moving. Yeah.
Oh, you do what you say. I got to go. Sorry.
Nice. And the car's moving.
Nice
and she
hanging
jumps
with you.
Out. Wow.
I say, you'll have to kill me another day.
Wow. How old were you at the time? You were a kid, right? Pretty young?
I guess mid-20s.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of presence of mind to get out, and even if the car's moving, that's a pretty amazing thing to just say, you know what? Not going to happen to me.
Just proves that I'm an animal, that's all.
Wow. I think this is going to be such an interesting discussion at Town Hall. What a life.
You don't, are you into that? You don't sound like you're too happy about it.
No, I think she is.
You happy?
About Town Hall?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's always great. It's always curious and fun. And, we have a moderator, Rob Ross, who did the art direction on my book. And beautiful pictures and videos, and Chris is with me, and Chris is a great storyteller, and he always comes in with these little, I mean, you should talk to him on the radio. he really is good with the jokes, you know?
Funny
no,
guy.
I've talked to him before. That. You're right. Yeah. He has a lot of stories. He kind of remembered everything that ever happened along the road and, you know, the CBGB days and all that. So
How does he do that? How does he remember that? Do you remember everything?
not so much.
He has a very narrow memory path.
only if it involves music, Debbie. Debbie Harry, Monday night town hall for a discussion on her new book, Face It. And the book's available.
Multimedia event.
Tuesday is available.
The book?
October 1st.
All right. You can get tickets for Face It. That's the new book. Tickets are on sale. Ticketmaster.com, townhall.org. Thank you so much, and tell Chris we said hello.
Well, Scott and Patty, it was great talking with you, and don't ever call me again.
Thank you. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.